આપ છો SBS ગુજરાતી સાથે. વિવિધ વિષય પર રસપ્રદ માહિતી મેળવો sbs.com.au/gujarati પર.
ટુડે ઓન SBS ગુજરાતી વી આર જોઈન્ડ બાય ઇન્ડિયા બોર્ન ક્રિકેટર જેરસિસ વાડિયા, હુઝ રિમાર્કેબલ જર્ની હેઝ ટેકન હિમ ફ્રોમ લોકલ ક્રિકેટ ઇન એડિલેડ ટુ ક્રિકેટ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા 11 સ્કવોડ. જેરસિસ રિસન્ટલી અર્ન્ડ સિલેક્શન ટુ રિપ્રેઝેન્ટ ધ ક્રિકેટ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા 11 અગેન્સ્ટ બાંગ્લાદેશ ફોલોઈંગ હિઝ ઇમ્પ્રેસિવ પરફોર્મન્સીસ ફોર ધ એડિલેડ સ્ટ્રાઇકર્સ ઇન ધ બિગ બેશ લીગ. ટુડે વી વિલ ટોક અબાઉટ હિઝ ઇન્સ્પાયરિંગ જર્ની, ધ ચેલેન્જીસ હી હેઝ ઓવરકમ એન્ડ his dream for the future. So, Jerasis, firstly, congratulations on your selection in the Cricket Australia 11 squad to face against Bangladesh. Can you tell us how special is this opportunity for you and what does it mean to be recognized in Cricket Australia's Pathway program?
It's massive, especially when I got to know from my talent manager, when he said that he's looking to give me an opportunity to play for an CA11 squad against Bangladesh, which was at that time, it was not sure. I was wrapped. I was so happy when my talent manager Sean Williams told me that, which obviously is a good stepping stone to get into that level of notice, like getting noticed and playing against a top team like Bangladesh. It's obviously, it was a really nice feeling to be recognized as someone that has the potential to play at another level, which always gives you a lot of confidence. If you've gotten picked in squads like these, you kind of get an idea that the selectors and the CA team is having some eyes on you as a player. So that gives you a lot of confidence to keep working harder and then keep getting better. And also gives you a lot of belief that that you're good enough and you just need to become even better version of yourself. So, yeah, it was a really, really good feeling and can't wait to go to Darwin and try and put the best foot forward and perform at the best of my abilities.
Jerasis, you have come a long way from playing age group cricket in India to progressing through Adelaide's premier cricket system and now earning opportunities with the Adelaide Strikers in BBL and Cricket Australia 11. So looking back, what have been the biggest turning points in your journey? When did you move to Australia and how did you start playing cricket here?
I think the biggest turning point was moving to Australia. I think personally for me, I moved, if I'm talking about my proper journey, it started 3 years ago. I was in Australia for a brief period, like that was 5 years ago, but that was not, it wasn't like my proper journey. The start of my proper journey started last, like 3 years ago. And that's when I told my parents, my family that's it, I'm moving. And this is, if I become a cricketer, good. If I don't, I'll still try and figure my life out in Australia. So, but my thinking always was to play cricket for Australia, and some finding a way to break into the professionals system over here. I think one thing that definitely was a flip of a switch in me was just becoming more fearless in my approach and in my game, and expanding my skills to a point where I can actually compete. So yeah, I did a lot of work, did a lot of training, and yeah, I think the more important part for me was changing my mental mindset, was to just be fearless and not worry about the results, and then a few tactical stuff that I did which helped me. But overall, I think that fear of failure kind of went, and also because I came here, my thing was to prove everyone, because no one had seen me, no one had watched me play as a junior over here, so everything was new to them. So my thinking, my first year, I was like, I have to show how good I am. But actually, that wasn't the case. I didn't have to show anyone. I just had to show myself that I can play. And that kind of changed the last couple of years. And I just forgot about everything else. And I just started enjoying and started performing and just enjoying the game and enjoying performances, rather than putting a lot of pressure on what will happen and what's the future going to be. But it was always hard because I was struggling in terms of you know, what my life will be like. I was on a student visa, but I gave all my time to cricket. So yeah, it was a kind of a whirlwind journey for me, and it was good to be at this current position where I'm stable. I'm a little bit more calmer, and I know what I need to do now, and I've got a clear picture for the next 2 years.
So, Jerasis, your BBL innings, where you struck 3 consecutive sixes, caught everyone's attention. Did that performance change your confidence and make you feel that you belong to the highest level now?
100%. I think some things, like every player has got something. Every top player, for example, any player, they've got that one bit of innings that they feel like, oh, I actually belong now. And for me, that innings was definitely that it gave me a lot of confidence that I hang on, that I actually can dominate at this level. If I am tactically aware of what I need to do, I can actually play at that level. So that was a more of a switch for me personally in my mental, you know, state that I can actually play at this level and beyond this level if I just keep on working on and just keep tinkering a few things and just keep being calm. For sure, yes, I definitely feel that innings is something that has given me a lot of confidence from.
Yeah. So tell us something about that particular inning, that particular over. What was going through in your mind?
If I look back to it, it was pretty clear from. Honestly, it was just clear that it was a surge, and to be honest, I wasn't told to, you know, do anything in particular. I just went out, and that first ball, I just wanted to watch the ball hard, and I don't know, I just found that I could watch it really well, and I could have the time to swing it, and I had a really good connection, and then. Then the second ball, because Gabba is really short from the backside, I kind of knew he's gonna bowl full, so I was tactically aware, and I played a few ramps, and those went over the rope as well. So I think overall, the biggest thing that was going on in my mind was just being positive and being, as I said, like being fearless and being really clear with my intent. And obviously, you had a chat with our head coach Tim Payne earlier before the game that he just said to be aware of the situation and then just take the game on if there is, because that's what we want to play like as a striker template, that taking the game on, being positive and being expressive, and that template that I always felt like was really positive to me, and I like that template to express. But with more tactical clarity. So I think that helped me. I was fearless, but I was also mentally smart. I think the shots that I chose were really smart to that bowler and to that ground. So yeah, I think everything combined, I think it was pretty good.
So Jerasis, many young cricketers of Indian origin dream of building a career in Australia. Based on your experience, what advice would you give them about adapting to Australian conditions and making their way through cricket pathway?
I think the biggest advice I would give is I think especially coming from an Indian culture, we are really concerned about our results. Like, we love to do well in every game. We want to score runs in every game. We want to do well in every game. But I just feel like just understanding that it's fine to fail and it's okay to not perform sometimes is the biggest switch that I feel any young Indian origin or our culture origin players should think about. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves on performance. Mm-hmm. If we just stop that, and if we just enjoy the game and do the best that we can in our trainings, I think the rest will eventually take care of itself. And I also feel like parents play a huge role in our culture. If our parents don't mold the kids to play in a certain way, I think that also helps. Luckily for me, one good thing that I came here by myself, so no one was there to actually judge my game except myself. But I felt like when I was back home, I was being judged a lot about my technique and the way I was playing by my family members and my parents and stuff. So it just becomes a little bit more, you as kids are under pressure always to do well, and also on top of that to play like the way your parents want to play. And it's normal. I think it's just the way Indian culture is. But I think for me, if I go back to what I would tell a younger kid, it's just enjoy. Just enjoy. And if you're aspiring to become a cricketer over here, especially in this culture, I think you need to find a way to be stronger mentally, because that is the number one challenge over here. People are mentally really strong. They challenge you mentally. And if you are strong, then you've got no limits. You can actually get to where you want. But I think that's where we lack a little bit. And then if we are mentally strong, I think everything flows up pretty well.
So you will now be sharing dressing room with players like Sam Constance, Josh Phillip in the CA11 while taking on an international side like Bangladesh. So what are you hoping to learn from this experience?
A lot of it. I was just thinking about it yesterday, that how am I going to go about it? How will I talk to the teammates? Because even though they've played at a highest level, talking about Sam Constance, he was a star when he did what he did to Jasprit Bumrah, and he just became blew out of occasions. And then it's just, I would actually ask him what is it like to play at that level, and how do you feel, and what was the feeling like, and stuff like that. Just getting some information that I can, and talking about batting and talking about how tactically and technically it's changed. And even Josh Phillippe, because he's played IPL with players like Virat and AB de Villiers, I would be in his ears and ask him what's the training, and how do they train, how the best players do what they do, and what do you do, and how did you learn from them and stuff like that. And it's amazing, because it's still a young batch, and it's a young generation that the Australian setup is now going into. So yeah, it's an exciting time for being a young cricketer in Australia. A lot to learn, lots of learnings that I can get from that tour that I'm gonna go to, and also playing against Bangladesh. Bangladesh is also looking a good strong side. They're playing their cricket really well. They're looking nice and strong. So it's gonna be a good opportunity to play at that level against the top bowlers, and they've got a pretty good fast bowling attack as well. So it'll be good to, if I get to face folks like Tuskin and Shariful Islam, and they're all pretty good bowlers. It's going to be an exciting time for me personally, and I'll hope I get a lot of learnings out of it, and hope I find that little taste of Test cricket which is really important. If I can find a way to play that and negate what they bowl, and find a way to play well, I will get a lot of confidence that hang on, that I can play at that level. They're all Test cricket bowlers, and if I can face them comfortably and find a way to score runs against them, or same with the bowling, if I can bowl well against them, I will get a lot of confidence. So that's something that I want to take out from the game.
So, Jerasis, thank you so much for talking to SBS, and all the best for your upcoming series.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
આ પ્રકારની વધુ માહિતી મેળવવા માંગો છો? અમને સાંભળી શકશો Apple પોડકાસ્ટ, Google પોડકાસ્ટ, Spotify કે જ્યાં પણ તમે તમારા પોડકાસ્ટ મેળવતા હોવ.